Book 5. They stood at the edge of the cedar forest, marveling at the great height of the trees. They could see before them a well-marked trail beaten by Humbaba as he came and went. From far off, they saw the cedar mountain sacred to Ishtar, where the gods dwell, the slopes of it steep and rich in cedars with their sharp fragrance and pleasant shade. Gripping their axes, their knives unsheathed, they entered the forest and made their way through the tangle of thorn bushes underfoot. Suddenly, Enkidu was seized by terror. His face turned pale like a severed head. He said to Gilgamesh, "Dear friend, I cannot continue. I am frightened. I cannot go on. You go into the dreadful forest. You kill Humbaba and win the fame. I will return now to great-walled Uruk, and all men will know what a coward I have been." Gilgamesh answered, "Dear friend, dear brother, I cannot kill Humbaba alone. Please stay here with me, stand at my side. Two boats lashed together will never sink. A three-ply rope is not easily broken. If we help each other and fight side by side, what harm can come to us? Let us go on and attack the monster. We have come so far. Whatever you are feeling, let us go on." Enkidu said, "You have never met him, so you don't know the horror that lurks ahead. But when I saw him, my blood ran cold. His teeth are knife-sharp. They stick out like tusks. His face, blood-smeared, is a lion's face. He charges ahead like a raging torrent, his forehead ablaze. Who can withstand him? I am terrified. I cannot go on." Gilgamesh said, "Courage, dear brother. This is no time to give in to fear. We have come so far, across so many mountains, and our journey is about to reach its goal. You were raised in the wild. With your own hands you have killed marauding lions and wolves. You are brave. Your heart has been tested in combat. Though your arms feel weak now and your legs tremble, you are a warrior. You know what to do. Shout out your battle cry. Let your voice pound like a kettle drum. Let your heart inspire you to be joyous in battle, to forget about death. If we help each other and fight side by side, we will make a lasting name for ourselves. We will stamp our fame on men's minds forever." They walked deep into the cedar forest, gripping their axes, their knives unsheathed, following the trail that Humbaba had made. They came within sight of the monster's den. He was waiting inside it. Their blood ran cold. He saw the two friends. He grimaced. He bared his teeth. He let out a deafening roar. He glared at Gilgamesh. "Young man," he said, "you will never go home. Prepare to die." Dread surged through Gilgamesh. Terror flooded his muscles. His heart froze. His mouth went dry. His legs shook. His feet were rooted to the ground. Enkidu saw his dismay and said, "Dear friend, great warrior, noble hero, don't lose courage. Remember this, two boats lashed together will never sink. A three-ply rope is not easily broken. If we help each other and fight side by side, what harm can come to us? Let us go on."